Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, Dan Lanning continues to get bumped here, but we have late-breaking sports news for you guys.
Yeah, it's a good little piece of news.
This is breaking news.
Here on 105.1 The Fan, the Mariners...
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
The Mariners have just acquired Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks. If you don't know him, he is a first baseman. He's kind of fat. But he's got a great bat.
He can rake. He's hitting .292.
What do you think about that?
11 homers, 59 RBI. That's a great pickup.
He was the guy we were talking about earlier this season where he hit a walk-off grand slam, and he seemed pissed off about it.
Yeah, he was like mad.
Yeah, he always seems a little, he seems
he's
frumpy.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah, he's weird. But I tell you what, he can hit.
Yeah, he was an all-star last year, and...
that is a nice pickup.
Yeah. Well, everyone thought maybe Suarez would come back, even though... they already had him. And so he was kind of rumored as a guy that maybe Seattle would go out and get, also in Arizona, but they picked up Naylor instead.
So the Mariners are getting rid of left-handed pitcher Brandon Garcia and right-handed pitcher Ashton Izzy. They are ranked the 13th and 16th best prospects in the Mariners organization.
Boy, does that seem like a...
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Well, I think the deal is like...
Is Naylor expiring or something
yes,
like that?
Yes. I think all of the... So the Diamondbacks are going to be sellers, and everyone they're going to sell is a free agent.
Okay.
So I think Merrill...
So this is rent-a-player.
So I think Merrill Kelly is one. Zach Gallen is one. Eugenio Suarez. I don't know if you've watched him. Dude, Eugenio Suarez is having a year.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
He's hitting 36 home runs.
Almost Cal Raleigh numbers. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so they're probably going to trade him. And then Naylor, I think all are free agents at the end of the year.
Yeah, he's a. I just looked it up. Naylor is an unrestricted free agent. So I was going to say for a guy that's a consistent bat and a former All Star and having another nice year, that just the 13th and 16th best prospects did not seem like a steep price to pay. And good for the Mariners, by the way, for having some balls to give up some prospects and go get it. I mean, the Mariners are right there. They're six back of the Astros. I don't know if that's going to happen, but you look at the wild card, dude. They're right there.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say they're the second wild card, if I'm not mistaken, right now.
So anyway.
It's a good get.
Good little get. Now watch him hit .212.
Someone's saying, should be nice, he's Canadian. Is he Canadian?
Naylor?
Yeah. Why is he so frumpy if he's a Canadian?
I don't know. I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, Mariners tied with the Red Sox for the second wild card spot right now.
All right, so the last thing I wanted to bring up was Dan Lanning's comments at the Big Ten Media Day. And I thought they were the biggest thing that he revealed. Not that he revealed a lot at Big Ten Media Day.
He never does.
And Buck mentioned this the other day. We just haven't had a chance to talk about it. He talked about how much weight they've gained.
Yeah.
So he said the team has gained 1,300 pounds. Their peak power numbers are up 21%.
What does that mean? Suk, do you know what that means? Peak power numbers?
I'm guessing
like your lifts?
I'm guessing one of two things. Either that has to do with like your, because they probably do like deadlift, or not deadlift, but like power clean, snatch, some sort of thing like that. It's probably that, or maybe there's a machine that they talk about. Like sometimes you put them in these little, like with these explosive machines where it measures your drive off the ball. It's got to be something like that.
And then the freshman gained on average 17 pounds.
Okay.
Which I think, you know, look, the West Coast teams have always had the label that they're just not as big.
Yeah.
And they're just not. I mean, they really aren't.
Well, no, because, I mean, you look at the defense and the offensive linemen, most of the ones, this is why the SEC has the advantage, the breeding ground down south, they make bigger bodies.
Well, and in Big Ten territory. Yes. I mean, they grow them big up in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So the West Coast teams have never really been able to... it doesn't mean they can't win. I mean, I think it's interesting that Oregon just went undefeated in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And yet felt the need that they really needed to beef up. But I think this is good, what he's saying. I mean, that's a good thing. That, like, if you told me what, like, just said blanket, what does Oregon need to do to really get over the hump?
Yeah.
I think part of it is beef up.
Well, and let's be honest. Like, Oregon, at this point, if they haven't shed the label, it's simply because it's a label that people refuse to remove. But if you've watched Oregon over the years, from Dan Lanning even to Mario Cristobal, they have bodies. You can't watch this defensive line last year with Harmon and Caldwell and Uyunga Galay and be like, oh, it's
they a, do, it. But they're smaller across the board, and they're smaller than Ohio State.
Yes.
And that's it. I mean, we're not talking about beating Purdue.
Yeah.
We're talking about getting over the hump and winning a championship. And I would say that that size, overall size, particularly on the lines, problem. When you're talking about Oregon football, it's gotten better, but it is not where some of these teams that are winning championships had it. Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama.
That definitely is a tough thing.
Georgia.
Because we just don't have those guys. But I will tell you that having watched Oregon over the years, it is getting better.
Each
and every year.
But
yes.
The last two times that Oregon has been absolutely trounced, it was by Ohio State and Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
That they lost by 30 to each of them.
Took an ass.
Why do you think that is? This is part of that.
Sure. Yeah. I just think, I mean, look, those are hard to argue, but I've also seen Oregon, obviously not in the biggest games against Ohio State, but I've seen Oregon physically beat up Ohio State. I've seen Oregon be fine along the trenches. But you are true, and when you're talking about depth and you're talking about year after year, because Oregon is putting O linemen into the NFL, they're putting D linemen into the NFL, but are they the factory that Ohio State and Georgia and Alabama? No. And that will take time to develop. And as you stated, with Dan Lanning talking about peak power and growing and average weight gain and stuff, all of that is, yes, you are building towards a national type program. And he said the whole double down thing. He said he was talking to Dabo in the offseason about, he said he respected Dabo Sweeney and Dan Lanning's been very successful each and every year. And Dabo asked him, do you feel good about the direction of your program? Do you like what you're doing? And Dan Lanning was like, yes. And Dabo's point was, if you like what you're doing, even though you haven't gotten where you're going, you double down on your process. Just because you fall short doesn't mean you're not doing something right. Mm-hmm. That's where he said that double down comes from. So one of the things that Lanning talked about getting here is what you just said, getting bigger, getting stronger, building depth. So if you think that is happening, you don't need to go out and make any sort of grandiose changes. You just keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to get bigger, stronger, more physical, greater depth.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good...
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that kind of sheds a little light into the idea that Lanning was really kind of looking around, ooh, I need to do differently here?
Yes.
And that's good advice, actually, from Dabo. I didn't know that's where that came from.
That's where that came from, the double
but
down.
The way they're recruiting, the way Lanning is recruiting, I mean, if you add some more beef to the talent that they're bringing in, there's your recipe, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one. I mean, like, there's a reason why they beefed up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not stupid.
No.
So it needed to be done. Not that they can't win or be good or didn't have bodies, but overall, they are just not as big. I mean, dude, how many times did we go to Oregon, big Oregon games, Rose Bowl games, the Fiesta Bowl game?
It looked different.
And boy, we're down on the field watching Oregon come out of the tunnel and then watch their opponent, Florida State, Ohio State, even Wisconsin.
It looked different.
Dude, it's two totally different teams.
Yeah.
In terms of size, again, doesn't mean you don't win games, but I think long term, that was a big reveal. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing for Oregon football that they've beefed up the way they have.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, when you go and stand on the sidelines with them now, and you go down to those games in person, it looks different than it used to. It was why they said last year, top to bottom, that may have been the physically most talented football team that Oregon's ever had, top to bottom, because the recruits are getting better. And when you get better recruits, you get better athletes, bigger, physical, stronger, faster. And they're obviously very happy with the strength and conditioning program that they're building. And you mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about continuity. What is the most important thing? Head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. And what was the other one? Strength conditioning coach.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal now. And some of these guys are making $1 million a year because you got to have the beef. You got to have the big boys to hang. And you could also make the argument like where Washington fell short. Washington came one game away from winning a national championship, right? They ran into a buzzsaw against Michigan. And where was Michigan better? In the front. They whooped Washington's ass. And, you know, when you look at that Michigan team, they were dominant along the trenches. They weren't as talented as some of those other national championship teams, right? They didn't necessarily have all the skill players in the world, but they had a hell of an offensive line. They rammed the ball down your throat, and their front seven was nasty.
Yep.
Big, physical, and all those guys are now going on and playing in the NFL.
All right, let's move on to the club. I've got Hulk Hogan audio for you. I want you to hear Hulk Hogan speak about his penis.
It's the audio you didn't know that you needed. I remember this from the trial.
I mean, it's...
It's hilarious.
It's not Hulk Hogan, it's Terry Bollea.
Yes.
But yeah. We will get to that next. Kick off the club on The Fan.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.